This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. سميع الله ومن الله سميع الله الله اللهم صل وسلم آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. على آله وصحبه.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله بسم الله اللهم صل وسلم اللهم صل
أشهد
أن لا إله
إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
خير السلام
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal, And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and I, inherits in our privacy a sense of love for Him, of fear of Him, of hope in His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that of greater worth in our private life than what we seek to show and to display to each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. It's an honor and a privilege, alhamdulillah, to receive the noble invitation of the blessed Imam of this blessed masjid. The Swan Valley Masjid, mashallah, is a masjid that is always dear to the heart of the Muslims here in Perth. It's alhamdulillah my first opportunity to stand on its minbar. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends barakah upon all of us and our homes in this hour of Salatul Jumu'ah, an hour where we have left our work and our families to answer His call of Hayya ala Salah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to bless this blessed community, that they complete the stages of the project that are still waiting. It was an honor, subhanAllah, to see the amount of support that people brought together over the last fundraising effort a couple of weekends ago. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return everything spent in His cause 100-fold over to those who have spent it in His way. Allahumma ameen. I begin by speaking about tragedy, subhanAllah. Each and every one of us is touched with blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But each and every one of us also fears that in the distance that there is a storm that has not yet arrived. And as we look around us at times on a sunny, beautiful day, we always know that eventually there will come the clouds. There will come destructive winds. And as we know that there are seasons of summer, there are also seasons of rain and winter. And as we know that there are moments of happiness, life is also full of moments of tragedy and sadness. And today I wish to focus on one of the chapters all of us have studied and learned and most have memorized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a moment of significant upheaval and difficulty in his life. And Allah begins with a vow, with a promise. Allah says, "Wadduha, I swear to you, Ya Muhammad, I swear to you, Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the sun will not just rise, but it will also gain height. It will fill after the darkness light. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. But there will always be a return after the brightness of the day, that there will also be the darkness of the night. And one of the things that you and I must come to terms with is that the blessing of happiness and the blessing of tragedy are equal with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ. I test you with both good and difficulty. In fact, most of us, we don't consider that when we are given hope, when we are given ease, when we are given wealth, when we are given security, when we are given family and happiness, when joy settles upon us, that that is a greater test for us with Allah than when Allah removes this ni'mah from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nations who came before us in Surah Al-An'am. And Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forgot the orders I asked of them to be never forgotten, when they ignored their salah, when they stepped away from the masjid, when the wealth was not purified with charity and zakah, when they were not careful with their attire and their hijab and what they eat and what they drink. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا. When they forgot my instructions. You would almost assume that the next order that Allah would say, that I sent upon them difficulty and hardship. But it's the opposite. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, I open to them the doors of all happiness and goodness in life. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. To a point that they became content and in fact joyous with what they had been given. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. It is at that time that I take them suddenly for what they should have never forgotten in the first place. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith that should be something you and I maintain in our mind, in our objectivity. When we see others blessed and we forget to look at our own blessings, and we become from those who are fixated on others rather than our own self. Sometimes, subhanAllah, you might see somebody who is wayward from Allah. They and their family have gone far from Allah. But that same person who knows right from wrong, that same one who's chosen wrong over right many times, you look into their life, but you see they've been blessed in what people think is blessing, but it's a test. Allah inspires the Prophet to say to us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مَا يُحِبُّ. When you see Allah gives one of His slaves, one of His servants, one of His creation, whatever they love to receive, when you see Allah giving somebody everything they want, everything they desire, everything they seek, every door is opened, every opportunity is presented. When you see Allah has given everything to them, and at the same time, وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةٍ, that same man, that same woman, that same person is established, consistent in disobeying Allah, it seems contradictory. You might say to yourself, subhanAllah, this person, no salah, no zakah, no masjid, no support, nothing. And they have everything. A house, double my house. Income, double my income. Everything that they seek, they get. And they're far away from Allah. And me, the abd of Allah, who's regular with my fajr, regular with my prayer, I find the doors closed, not open. The Prophet ﷺ said, when you see this with your own eyes, فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ اسْتِدْرَاجٌ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, know that Allah gives people time before Allah brings them to account. Don't ever assume, may Allah protect you and I, that when things seem to be good, that this is because Allah's happy with our condition. If you woke up in the morning and Fajr was not on your mind, but the rest of the day was beautiful and the sun was shining, and you remember what duha, don't forget the next ayah, wal-layl, darkness also sets. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was more loved by Allah than you and I, saw more tragedy than you and I, saw more difficulty than you and I. And I'm not just speaking about, you know, the people of Quraysh and so on. I want to give you one of the most difficult moments in the life of the Prophet ﷺ that involved no other human being. In the early days of the message of Islam, Jibreel would come each and every day, multiple times with the Quran, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, I would make your heart firm every time the message would be delivered to you, Ya Muhammad, you would grow in strength, the people who would hear it from you, يَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا, their iman would grow. And all of a sudden, without warning, and for no reason, in فَطَرَ الْوَحْيِ, Jibreel no longer came to the Prophet with Qur'an. Absolute silence. And the Prophet, يُقَلِّبُ وَجْهَهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ, what happened? You might think, oh, maybe a day, a week, a month, 6 months, some ulama say up to 18 months, silence, until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people of Quraysh would ridicule him. The wife of Abu Lahab, she would say, قَدْ قَلَاكَ رَبُّكَ, your Lord, even Allah, you're the one you're calling, even He hates you. Even He left you, Ya Muhammad. You are despised by all, even the one you seek to worship, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to remind you and I that after darkness, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, that when darkness sets, my brother, when hardship arrives, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, your Lord Allah will never forget you and never leave you. Allahu Akbar. My brother, in the midst of your illness, your Lord is with you. Abdullah, you have a problem, your children, your family, your husband, your wife, this and that. ما ودعك ربك. Your Lord is not unaware, has not forsaken, has not turned from you. وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. The remedy is that you look for tomorrow before today. Don't keep looking under your feet because there's something ahead to come. Don't look in the darkness you're in now because there's a sun that will rise tomorrow. Don't look today at what you succeeded in, but ignoring Allah, there's a day of question. وللآخرة, the آخرة, خير لك, is better than if you just focus on the moment. See this beautiful masjid, subhanAllah. When you look, if you look at a corner of this beautiful mihrab, if you were to just focus on one section of it, you might miss the whole picture. If in your life you just look at one day, one week, one moment, and you look at the bigger picture, if this whole image was just one photo, and your focus was just on the darkness of the speaker behind me, you look there, you would think everything is black. But sometimes you have to look past the focus. You have to look past the day to see the beauty that remains. So Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. Your Lord will always give you so that you will become content in this life and the next. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Didn't Allah find you an orphan and He protected you? Didn't Allah find you in need and He sheltered you? Didn't Allah find you without and Allah provided? Who provided for the Prophet? I said, Allah, but how? It was through people like you and I, through those who lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Has Allah used you and I for the betterment of others? Could you imagine, Ya Abdullah, if you are one of the chosen, that your money that you gave, masalan, for example, for this blessed masjid, that you gave it, and 20 years down the road, there's a person who walks into this blessed masjid, who prays into a spot, that from your donation, it's you, but you're not here, but they're in your place. That Allah used you for the good of others. So Allah says to the Prophet, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. You were, so become like. You used to be, now change the condition of others. You used to be the orphan, now you are the provider and the carer for the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. The one who comes to ask, don't turn them away, يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And that gives us the golden rule that I end with the first khutbah. That when you receive, give. Allahu Akbar. When you've received family and support and love, give family and support and love. You've received an education, give and educate others. You've learned of the Quran and its truth, call others to it. You've been blessed with wealth and property, share with the one who is in need. Perhaps that which you have been given and have received by Allah is protected because you've shared of it with others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah ends this glorious surah that was revealed to end the wahy not arriving to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. For 6 months, no communication from Allah descends to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it's at that moment that the Prophet's heart begins to fear. But the Prophet ﷺ does one thing that becomes the example for you and I in all things. That when Allah has removed the light and you find yourself in the darkness, when Allah has given you the tragedy in place of the ease, When you are in the sickness rather than the health, in the poverty rather than the wealth, the issue that is between you and Allah is not what you've been given or what you've been deprived. The issue is, where is your heart with Allah? What the Prophet ﷺ did was he worshipped Allah with the same love, with the same hope, with the same fear, whether he was given the Quran and his attention with Allah, or whether he was searching to hear from Allah something new. You and I, we refer to this with one word in our language, rida, to be content with Allah. Subhanallah. The moment, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he says, the moment a person finds happiness in life, Allah looks into their heart. Do they have shukr, gratitude? Did they attribute the goodness to me or to themselves? Your prosperity, is it because I'm smarter than others? I'm a better investor than others? I'm more educated than others? Or is it ma sha Allah? Allah has willed this and Allah can will others. I'm not the one who in my utter independence has gained success. Rather, it's always Allah who has provided the means for me to be where I am. So Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, you used to be an orphan, but you didn't make it to this point on your own. You didn't come to where you are now as the messenger of God just because of you. There was Halima Sa'idiyya. There was your uncle, there was your grandfather, there was even those who are your enemies today who were your protectors yesterday. Your uncle Abdul Uzza, Abu Lahab, used to be one who would feed you and clothe you and look after you, ya Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah teaches us in the Quran, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Never forget Allah's blessing upon you between each other. When your circumstances may change and dispute may come between you and others. Allah ends this surah by saying, at the very end of this beautiful chapter, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Speak proudly, show appreciation of the ni'mah given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word ni'mah, it means something you did not earn, but was blessed for you without action. Subhanallah. You were born into this world, you were given certain privileges. None of us chose the decisions that matter the most in our life today. You weren't able to choose what family you were born in, what country you were given, what opportunity of language, of tongue, of skin color you had. You may not have been given the opportunity to be born into the family of Islam. All of these things that matter were given to you as a ni'mah from Allah, from sight and ability and hearing and process and wealth. But it's not what you have that matters, it's what you do with it and do with it for others that becomes your salvation in this life and the next. So be grateful to the ni'mah of Allah. I leave you with a final statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are showing gratitude and thankful, I will increase you. Most people, they believe this increase, it means that I'm going to give you more of the same thing. No! Subhanallah, some of us, we may give from our wealth to the house of Allah, to somebody who is needy. You might give from your wealth and it doesn't return to you as wealth, but it returns as health. It returns as hidayah for your child. It returns that as you were driving, that accident that was written, that the qadr is lifted. You and I hope and pray that Allah gives us what He knows is khair, not what we think is best. And therefore the greatest of dua of the Prophet ﷺ, taken from the Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا Hasana. I don't know what the hasana is, but I trust you, ya Allah. وفي الآخرة hasana. I don't know how to achieve it, but I trust the sharia, this path of life, ya Allah. وقنا. But there's one thing that I ask for specifically. Protect me and all of us, Allahumma ameen, from the punishment of Jahannam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these sacred moments at the end of khutbah al-jumu'ah to make us from those whose sins are forgiven, whose rizq is expanded, whose health is blessed. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves no one amongst us who is from those in difficulty except Allah answers their dua. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects my home and my family and my children and yours. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors you to be icons and leaders of good in your community and abroad. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this blessed center a center of Quran, of Sunnah, of Hidayah for generations to come. That those of us who live in it and outlive it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the barakah that we put in it today to reach us in our graves tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open to us the doors of the heavens that our dua is answered in this blessed day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from al-fa'izin, from those who are successful. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana. وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ولهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اهدنا إلى سواء السبيل إلى سنة الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلاة تامة يا رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين والآخرين وصل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة إقامة الصلاة إقامة الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Turn this off or keep it on. Turn this off. استو تراسوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم. Complete your lines, gather closer together, make sure that they are straight. Humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your eyes fixed at the place of your sujood. استو الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. تبارك اسمك تعالى. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وقال
الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلالا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
بسم الله الرحمن
والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
مبارك
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات. أشهد أن لا. اللهم صل على اللهم بارك القبر فتنة المحيا والممات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وعلى آله وصحبه تسليما كثيرا. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات وأكرم نزلهم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. كرسي والسماء. الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. لا إله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. إله إلا الله وحده لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله سبحان 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 الله الحمد لله 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 الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. آل محمد. آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.